morning. It was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on a Monday morning, the beginning of March, if you can believe that, March 2nd. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Wow, March is here. Can you believe that?
We used to say in England, March, the wind doth blow, April showers, something. I'm trying to remember the thing. But anyway,
okay.
Where I'm leading to is...
Yes.
I've noticed that we have some breezes just lately, so
it must be
true in Pensacola.
It's so beautiful right now. I'm so happy. This is like the perfect weather. It's not too humid. In the 70s, it's a little breezy, sunshine. Beautiful.
Yeah, I played golf yesterday.
Oh, and I bet it was gorgeous.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of New England. Very few clouds in the sky.
Uh-huh.
Just a little cool air, but the sun was warming. That's
nice.
Kind of what it's like, particularly in the fall in New England.
Huh, interesting. Yeah.
Beautiful day.
Well, I love it here, and I'm laughing because I think of the folks up north have had all that snow, and I used to love it when it snowed, but the problem was about a week later, it's all slush and slushy. It's dirty. Ugh, it's just a mess. So they're probably about to move into the messy side of the snow now. So I don't envy them at all. I'm very happy to be right where I am here in Pensacola.
Yes, indeed. In paradise.
In paradise. So we've got the new issue of Downtown Crowd.
Yes, and first thing I must mention.
Yes,
very specifically that I must talk about the wedding edition. Submissions are due by March 15th, so you still have a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If you were married recently in the area and have some great photos, or not so great photos, send them anyway.
Just try your luck.
Try your luck. But seriously, it's photos that should frame well for an 8.5 by 11 publication,
mm-hmm.
the front cover.
Mm-hmm.
And every entry is featured.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
So you may not be on the cover, but your picture will still be in the magazine.
In the magazine.
I love that.
Yes.
That's really fun.
And then the second and third both have a half page with a little bit of information, and the winner has, of course, the cover and then their wedding story.
Mm-hmm. It'll be wonderful.
Mm. It's one of our biggest editions of the year and much sought after.
So you have to get that entry in now because you only have the next couple of weeks to do so. Well,
yes.
Where do they send it or how do they go about it?
Well, if you turn to page, I think it's 31 or 32, then there, in Downtown Crowd, there mm-hmm. is an ad there which gives all of the particulars. But you can send it to weddings@ballingerpublishing.com or info@ballingerpublishing.com.
Okay.
Or to me and I'll pass it along.
Or you can go to the website too, ballingerpublishing.com is the one. You can't remember the other part of the email.
Exactly.
And go there. But yeah, definitely want to. Yeah, it's on page, let's see, where are we? Page 20, actually, in the Downtown Crowd. There's a big ad for it. And again, you just have to send in a photo. And if they include the full name of the bride, the groom, and the photographer, so they get the credit.
Yeah.
And
so you can see that from last year's winner.
Oh, she was beautiful. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Beautiful dress.
Yeah, she's Indian, clearly.
Yes.
And just beautiful jewelry and, oh my gosh, gorgeous. Yeah. Just gorgeous.
Yes.
So yeah, do that. That'll be fun. And it's a good, happy time as we get into the wedding season now and rehearsal dinners and all the planning and the springtime weddings. It's that time of year. Also, St. Patty's Day is coming up. Just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Get ready. Get your green now.
Yes.
Get your green on.
Actually, we have a couple of tickets for, four tickets for the Ice Flyers for...
Oh, good.
I believe...
What's the date on it?
It's a week from Friday, which is...
Oh. Is that St. Patrick's
Day.
Yeah. Let me look at the calendar here. Because today is the 2nd, so that would be the 13th. A week from Friday is 13th. St. Patrick's Day this year falls on a Tuesday, which is the following week.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be that. So you have the Friday night, Friday the 13th tickets.
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I also have them for Saturday, but I'm going to hold on to those because it is the small dog races.
Oh, is that the Saturday the 14th? The wiener yeah. dog races?
Yes.
On the, oh, that's so cute.
So I always look forward to that.
Okay, do you want to do that now? You want to give those away now?
Yes, we can do.
Okay.
Well, no, let's wait a minute because I need to think up a question.
Okay. All right. So what else is going on in your world? I know the opera's getting ready for Oklahoma. I saw some shots of their practicing. It's going to be fun to see the opera singers out there doing Oklahoma dances and stuff.
Yes. It's going to be a wonderful production.
Yeah, that's coming up. That's actually going to be that same weekend, March 13th and 15th.
Yes.
So that's coming up in just a couple weeks. And then, you've got the big beach St. Patty's Day pub crawl, which will be on the 17th, happening out on Pensacola Beach. There's lots of stuff going on right now.
I was at the Sangha last night for the ballet.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, it was wonderful. The last piece was an ensemble, including an incredible violinist who played Vivaldi's The Four Seasons.
Oh, beautiful.
And it was really something special.
There really is something to do just about every single night in this town.
Yeah.
No kidding. I'm excited. I really want to go, but I've decided I'm probably going to have to hold off. But you know who's here? You may not remember him. Christopher Cross is going to be at the Sanger this week.
Oh, I remember.
Sailing, the song Sailing and Ride Like the Wind. And all. His album was like the biggest album, was a huge hit back in the 70s. And he's on tour right now, and he's going to be at the Sanger. I got to double check. Maybe Wednesday, I think it is. Wednesday night.
Oh.
So, we get so many interesting artists. All year round, there's something going on constantly. The symphony, the orchestra, the little theater's getting ready with another show. And they've got their big cabaret coming up, too, this year.
Oh, yes.
That's coming up. So we're going to be back in just a little bit to talk to you about all the things that are happening in Pensacola. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. So if you've got a question for Malcolm, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We will be back in just a couple minutes right here on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here on a Monday morning. He's always here 9:30 to 10. And if you want to brighten your day, I'll tell you what, every time he walks in the studio, he brightens mine. What can I say?
Well, thank you.
It's the truth. We've known each other forever, I think. But it makes it a lot of fun to talk about the community with him and so many of the good things that are happening here in Pensacola. I always had a chance to be downtown. I was just down a couple weeks ago. I don't get down there as often as I probably should. But, wow, they've made a lot of progress.
Yes.
I can see the vision now. I'm starting to get excited about when they open it up.
Yeah, as you know.
I know you're not excited about the project.
Well, no, that's not true. I was a little critical, but I'm one of those people that says, okay, we probably should have done it a different way, but we're doing it, and so I'm behind it.
Right.
So I am really looking forward to the finished Palafox Street.
Well, and we've talked often about supporting the Palafox businesses, but I saw an interesting piece over the weekend on WEAR, and again, I want to give them credit for this, for our friends and businesses on Garden Street in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Because they've been under construction.
They've been suffering for a long time.
So really, if you get a chance to support those businesses, they're trying to do some things now. They're bringing food trucks out so you can have lunch and go shop. And just, if you can, just take a peek down on Garden Street at some of the many businesses down there. That are hurting right now because of the construction.
We've talked about this before, but I'll say it again, that the businesses downtown, Garden Street as well, but particularly on Palafox Street, are suffering. There is no doubt about it. And so don't read just the headlines. The sidewalks are all open, and there's ability to cross the street at several places. Free parking.
Which is huge.
Support the businesses downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I walked down Palafox Street to go to Sang, and I must say it was a little, there weren't too many folks around.
It's Sunday night, too.
There's usually always people come down to eat still and wander around.
Mm-hmm.
So support the businesses. Because you want those businesses, those businesses to be there when the work is finished.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And how hard is it to go into a restaurant and order a delicious meal? I mean, come on. It's a real hardship.
And I'm going to make the point again that many of the businesses you access from
behind
the back.
Yeah.
Yes. Be it Balin or Jefferson
That's
Street.
Right. That's right. So definitely take advantage if you can. And so then if you do decide to go to the opera or go to the theater or visit the museums or anything like that, make a day of it if you can. And so go have lunch. There's outdoor, you know, you can eating out there. You can go to some of the restaurants, make a day of it, or go to the museum and then have dinner after, or go have a cocktail. I mean, there's things that you can do that make it a longer day and take advantage and at the same time support the community. And it's a fun day for you.
Yeah.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Now, looking forward...
Yes, sir.
March 21st.
Oh, what's on that?
The back page of Downtown Crowd.
Ah, okay.
The Fur Ball.
Oh, I love the Fur Ball. I love the Humane Society.
Yes.
They're the best. And we do have them on our show. We just had them on this past Friday for Frisky Friday, and they were talking about the Fur Ball. They're all trying to get Malcolm. They're all trying to get me to adopt. So all the different rescues that I have that come in on Fridays, they know I'm looking for a dog. So they bring these adorable little puppies in, and it's terrible. I'm going to adopt every single one of them.
Well, that's the problem when you go to the Fur Ball.
Yeah,
there's people walking around with these cute puppies and kittens.
I know. I'm a
sucker.
There
is nothing cuter than a kitten.
Oh, well, see, I'm a puppy kind of gal. Little kittens are pretty cute.
I was brought up with cats.
Were you?
I must say.
Interesting. Yeah. Are cats or dogs more popular in England? Just out of curiosity. I think of England, I always think of England with hunting dogs.
Yeah. I would say probably dogs, but cats. That's a hard question to answer. I haven't done a poll lately.
I'm just curious because you said you really loved cats. I find that. But, see, I would have thought you were a dog person, actually.
No. I don't. Big dogs, I find a little overwhelming. They're in respect that they need a lot of care and attention.
Mm-hmm.
Cats, you know, they come occasionally. You feed them. You come occasionally. You have to, you know, stroke them and... They purr and then they go away for a while, which I kind of like.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me.
dogs is constant attention. Mm-hmm. And because I live alone and gone 10, 12, 14 hours a day, it just would not be fair on a dog.
No.
I would love the companionship of a good dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it would not be fair on.
Right. I understand that for sure. So if you haven't, if you just joined us, talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing, and we just got the new issue of Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. I love this publication because it's free, number one. But more than that, because it's just chock full of information about all the different things that are happening for the whole month, which is really nice. They got a calendar, different articles, great article about conservation, especially as we get into the summer season now. It really has been incredible. I don't know if you've noticed, Malcolm, but I swear the colors of the water lately have just been exquisite. Just these beautiful emerald greens. We just haven't had a lot of stormy weather, so everything's really settled. So you can see the manatees swimming. You can see the rays. You can see the dolphins in a way that I just don't recall.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's just incredible right now. So if you get a chance to go out to the beach, this is a good time to do it because really... And they talk about, we have so many great conservation groups here in Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, Navarre Beach, all the way from here to Destin and Fort Walton, that do such a great job of helping out our wildlife and the environment. So, but there's a nice article about that in your Downtown Crowd.
Yes.
This month.
I just noticed something struck me as funny. You
Uh-oh.
May not think it's funny.
Uh-oh.
But the Fur Ball is a fundraiser.
Yes.
And the logo shows... a kitten, a cat and a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It says Fur Ball. And then underneath it says, cuff it up for the animals.
Oh, yes. Very clever. Fur Ball.
Fur Ball.
It's a whole different definition.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Isn't that funny?
Well, it takes a warped mind.
No, it takes a good marketing person, let me tell you. That's pretty good. All right, sir, we better give away those tickets, though.
Yes, we have four tickets, my tickets, great tickets, to the game a week from Friday.
Okay, so we're talking about Friday the 13th, March 13th.
Yes.
Games at 7:05 at the Bay Center.
Yes.
And
you need to respond with a text, with your email address, name, of course, and the answer to this very, very simple question. We just talked about it.
what just event is coming
what
up.
What event is coming up where you can cough it up for the animals?
It's pretty easy. 850-437-1620. You want to do that? The
first one.
First one. First text one. In. 850-437-1620. Give us the name of the event coming up on March 13th in Pensacola, your name, your full name, and an email. And we will have four tickets to go see the Pensacola Ice Flyers. And in the meantime, Jacques just texted in. He said, where's the best place to pick up a copy of Downtown Crowd? I love it, but sometimes I can't find it. Where are the most reliable places to pick it up?
Well, certainly just about any restaurant downtown, Joe Paddy's, Richie's East.
I think Scenic Diner, has them.
Yes.
The Visitor Centers all have
Visitor
them.
Center
the one
them.
That's right at the base of the bridge, but I can tell you the one on Pensacola Beach also has a big stand for the Downtown Crowd.
Yes.
And you can pick it up there. I'm trying to think of all the places
we have
I've
about
seen it.
400 drop-off points.
Wow. Are they listed anywhere? Do you have a, just out of curiosity?
We have some of them listed on the website.
Okay.
If you're anywhere near downtown, any of the restaurants, Joe Paddy's, there's always lots of Joe Paddy's and Richie's East.
Okay. We're waiting on your text to come in, 850-437-1620. You can win four tickets to see the Pensacola Ice Flyers on Friday, March 13th. And all you got to do is text in the name of the Humane Society event. I'm giving you a big hint now. It's coming up on the 13th.
Do you think it was too difficult?
It might be. I don't know. Well, it is Monday morning after all.
Yes. Yeah.
So go ahead and text it in, 850-437-1620.
I think it was too difficult.
Maybe. I don't know. Could it be?
Yeah, it could be.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I'm sure somebody will.
Okay, because if you're listening right now, no one's texted in yet, so you got a pretty good shot.
Do we have any listeners this morning?
Well, that's another question. Maybe not.
did we drive them away?
It's possible. Oh, here you go.
Oh,
hang on.
All right,
minute.
We do have one.
Okay. Let's see. Hang on a second. Everybody's texting in now. Let me see. Hang on. Okay. Here we go. So this one is, I don't have your name, so I need your name, but I'll give you the number because it was the first one in. The number starts with a 636 area code and ends with 1576. So you're the winner, but you didn't leave your name. So if you'll text me your name and your email address, then Malcolm can send you those tickets. But you are the winner. Got the answer right, which was the Furball. So it's the Furball for the Humane Society, and that's happening also on the 13th, is it right?
The 21st.
So, I'm sorry, the 21st. But the tickets for the game are on Friday the 13th. So the winner is number 636. It begins with that area code. It says Union, Maryland, I guess, is the home of that area code.
Our listeners go far and wide,
and 1576. Huh? So send in your full name and your email, and then we'll get those tickets to you. And thank you to everybody that sent in. All of a sudden, we got a slew of texts. That might have just been a hesitant thing. Sometimes our text line pauses, and that might, because all of a sudden I had about 20 that came in. So, that's probably what happened. So, anyway, congratulations. Yeah, no, sometimes.
Listen, concern.
I know. It was a little strange. Yeah, that's the first time. No, all of a sudden they all kind of rolled in. So, that happens sometimes. So, congratulations, because it's going to be a great game. The Ice Flyers, they're doing well this year, yeah?
Ice Flyers? Yes. And, of course, the day after is the. Whether you win the tickets or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great evening with the family, particularly the small dog races.
Yes, that'll be fun.
It's just lots of fun. The little small doggies.
Well, they're little dachshunds.
Dachshunds, that's the word I was looking
for.
Yes,
they're nicknamed wiener dogs. So they look like little hot dogs. They've had that nickname for 100 years.
But you have corgis and all kinds of little things. And they do the craziest, funniest things.
Yeah,
it's just a fun
they're
event.
So cute. Okay, they thank you. Just texted in. Josh is our winner.
Oh, okay.
So congratulations, Josh. I will be sending you an email after the show today and tell you how we're going to get those tickets to you. So congratulations.
Josh from Maryland.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm.
So you never know. You never know who's listening. Okay, don't forget, I want to remind you one more time that there's still time to get those wedding photos in for that April Pensacola Magazine issue, wedding issue.
Yes.
And all you got to do is send that to ballingerpublishing.com. You can find out where to send it at that website.
There is a link there where you can give the particulars.
So now, are you just playing golf this? You just played Sunday because the weather's so gorgeous. Will you play again this week in your busy work schedule?
No, it'll be next Sunday.
Ah, okay.
Although, you know, that's not such a bad idea. Maybe I should do that more often.
I was going to say, it's going to be gorgeous.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not? And now we're going to start, I think daylight savings time starts soon too, doesn't it?
Oh, good.
In the next, I should probably look that up real quick, in the next, the 15th, I believe. Is it the 15th?
This is the best time of year in Pensacola. Well, also the fall, when the temperature means you don't have to put on the heat or the cool. You can open the doors and the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh air.
I did that last night.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Guess what? Daylight savings time starts this Saturday night.
Oh.
It's this weekend, the 8th. Sunday the 7th and 8th. Yep. I'm going to have to turn those spring forward, fall back. So we'll be turning the clocks forward.
Oh.
So get ready, because then that we'll have more sunlight.
Spring forward, so that means it will get darker earlier?
No, it'll be lighter longer.
Lighter longer?
Yes, in the fall it gets darker earlier. So now it'll be lighter longer. fall back,
spring
forward.
Do we spring
backward? No, fall back.
Fall back.
Spring forward.
And spring forward.
Yes, sir. I memorized
so
that.
So 5 o'clock in the evening
would
be 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Which
so
makes
it would be lighter, long. Yes. Okay.
Hang on.
These complicated things are difficult.
Stick with
for me,
Malcolm. I got you covered. No worries here. All right, sir. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're here with Malcolm Ballinger, and this is our little show here every Monday at 9:30 to 10. So we got to go.
Thank you to our listeners.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Have a great Monday. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a couple minutes.